for prophetic questioning. That is an alarm. It is an alarm. Imagine you invest in a business, the money is finished. You open another thing, you do it, it didn't work. You do something again, it didn't work. And then you continue, or you just stopped. That is a personal prophetic alarm. Listen to me, you are at a gate of heaven. When you are at a gate of heaven, things begin to happen, like prophetic alarms, prophetic warnings. Repeated events such as repeated scripture. Imagine you wake up, you open the Bible, you have read the verse. You go to church, someone is preaching over the same verse. Or sometimes you open again the Bible, again on the same verse. These are not just happenings. You are standing at the gates of heaven. There is a voice, you must pay attention. When Jacob heard a voice from God, he said, "This is the gate of heaven." Am I talking to somebody? Yes. Repeated events such as songs. Pay attention. Imagine you wake up in the morning, just sing a certain song. Do I have anybody else here who you have ever gone through that? Yes. Where just a certain song will just be repeating itself over and over again in your... Can I have anyone else? Can I have anyone else? Oh, it calls for prophetic attention. The gates of heaven, these are things that will make you enter in a realm. These are things that will connect you into heavens and understand what heaven is talking about. Repeated scriptures. Sudden unease. Normally, when you are just unease, as I did mention this some time ago, when you are feeling unease, you wake up in the morning and you are feeling so unease, very uncomfortable. Normally that happens only when one thing is happening. And that thing is decision. When either you are about to make a decision or you have made a decision. But because you don't know, you want to connect it to the decision you are making. Sometimes the uneasiness, it's something to do with an alert to say, be careful. Check, ask yourself a question. Am I making any decision? Am I thinking on something, do something? You will find out there is something you're trying to do. In a prophetic ministry, as I said before, okay, this is where you have moved out from an idea into a living, where you're actually living a life. You are living faith. In fact, you wake up in the morning. This is where you are now. It's not just an idea of I am a Christian. This is where you are actually, you are in it. You are part of it. You wake up, you pick, oh, this God is saying to me, I must change my decision, or I must pray, or I must revisit my decision. Can you imagine you living a life where you are so spirit-filled and laid, where it's no longer just an idea where there is God in heaven? You are actually part of his kingdom. You are actually living. You actually know what's going on. God will put you at the gates of heaven. In these gates, God talks to you. He stir up your spirit. Let me explain something here that is very important. Now, as I said to you, when you feel uneasiness, yes, I need a miracle right now. Papa, I need a miracle. I'm not a witch doctor. I'm not a witch doctor. We're not witch doctors. Whatever we're doing here has to take you to heaven at the end of the day. So you must learn. Prophetic ministry is very important. Prophetic ministry must change you. Those dreams, visions that you do have. Sometimes also we have got physical sensations. Chills. You know chills? You know chills? Yes. Heaviness or peace lifting. You know chills? What I choose. Do you have anybody here? I want to take really time to teach people about the prophetic, how you should know these things. I hate it when people just say, when I say we're doing deliverance, everybody wants to be there, everyone. They can't even sleep. You know, when we're teaching such type of things, people will be like, let me sleep now. People, they want to hear when we're talking about witch doctors, how to deal with witch doctors. The views just go like this. They want to know how to deal with their grandmother, a wicked grandmother. That's why there are very few prophets in the world. Because people don't pay so much attention to such type of things. They pay attention to things that can destroy them rather than things that can build them. They would rather, you know, it's like African politicians. Most of them, they would rather work on aid. How to deal with their problems by getting aid. But by not, instead of what? Producing. Investing in personal prophetic development. This is very important. Personal prophetic development. And I want you to get this right now. So, when we are dealing with the prophetic gates of heaven, these are places God will put you there. Some of you have ever felt like a movement over your hair. Do I have anybody else here who you have ever felt like a sensation on your hair? Like a sensation. I want to see your hand up if we have one person who you ever felt like that. Do you think really it just happened? Chills I'm talking about. Sometimes you feel your eye, just your eye, pumping. Pa, 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 pa. Do you have anybody else here who has ever felt such type of things where your eye just going to start like? Do you have anybody else? Now imagine this, that these things are happening. Some of us, I'm teaching on my prophet. Me, when I feel that, I know there is a message. And trust you, me, and it is true. It is true. So hear it from me. I'm a prophet, I'm telling you. Whenever you see that pa, 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 you are being put at the gate. It's up to you to open or not. He who has ears, let them hear. This is a moment you go into prayer, into your room, and say, Father, here I am, speak to me. You begin to pray, Father, I pray that whatsoever you want to give me as an alarm or to show me or to reveal to me, let it be revealed. You will see it. People go to sleep with it, having choose or having their eye or having something, you know, heaviness, and they still go ahead and sleep. And they wake up in the morning, driving in town, get an accident, and die. There was a time, am I talking to someone right here? Yes. There was a time, I was in a car, and we were driving somewhere in South Africa. I have a lot of stories in that country. Eh? Now, we're in a car, and we're driving, and we're going. Now we are moving from Pretoria to Rustenburg. As we are driving, all of a sudden, I had, you know, heaviness. I felt so heavy, extreme heaviness. And I said, hey, drive back now. He said, hey, I said, drive back. I had a very important meeting. I said, drive back. Are you understanding? They drove back. We went home. And we were supposed to sleep there that night. We went home. I had visitors from South Korea. About 26 visitors from South Korea. So I had a meeting to do with them. So they go, oh, we are waiting for you. Tomorrow morning we're going to the airport. I said, I'm sorry. The Lord spoke to me to come back. But did God fly and say, Major One, go back home? No. I had heaviness. And I know how God speaks. So we drove back. Just by that heaviness, we drove back. It was at 9 p.m. We were supposed to sleep there. That night, 38 men with AK-47s came at Sparkling Waters Hotel where I was supposed to sleep. Picked everyone room by room. All those people from South Korea, all of them were attacked. Where is Bushiri? You understand? Where is me? I was home, sleeping. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, if you have a neighbor, say, I pray for you. May gates of heaven open up for you. You operate under spiritual sensitivity. My God. You begin to understand what's happening around you. This is beyond Christianity. This is practical reality. Where you move from just saying an idea, where you actually live it. It makes your faith even more stronger because you begin to say, what? So that has just happened. Imagine you've got no idea. It's just like you're following something that you don't even know. Like, hallelujah. You're just doing something that you don't even know. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, we are believing God. Like, you're just into something that you have got no idea, no clue. Like, we are preaching about. No, you must leave it. Amen. Raise your hand as I activate. Spiritual sensitivity. And I call for God's open heavens. Let the gates of heaven open for me. Hallelujah. This teaching I'm teaching you now, it is very important. Very important. Very important. This will begin to help you. For those of you who are getting it, we haven't even gotten into much details. I'm just trying to give you what you can relate. But I've put up myself to say I will teach my church about the prophetic ministry. I have been ministering for over 25 years, and I've never taught you much about the prophetic. And some of you knew my ministry 10 years ago. You know, you have never learned about the prophetic. You are in the prophetic church, but you don't know how to behave in a prophetic ministry. Some here. Now, so we have, I've given you examples, repeated the songs, repeated the scriptures. Sometimes there are warnings. God will give you a yellow card. Don't ignore it. Because the last card he will give you is a red card. Let me say something to you. On these gates, you're going to find familiar spirits. There are always spirits at these gates. And these spirits, they are meant to stop you from hearing God or from taking action. And the biggest spirit here, it is a spirit of blindness, which Jesus said, seeing they see, but they cannot what? They cannot perceive it. And the second spirit, deafness, hearing they hear, but they can't understand it. This is what is happening with most of you. God is bringing alarms, alerts, promptings, different things. You are able to see, but you can't perceive. You are able to hear, but you can't understand it. This is why when you want to activate your prophetic sensitivity, the first thing you have to pray is against these two spirits. The spirit of blindness in the spirit and the spirit of deafness, number one. This teaching is going to help you to know. And you start living in a life that is so practical. Number two, apart from the spirit of deafness and blindness, there is a spirit here known as of stubborn heart. A spirit of stubborn heart. That even if you have got warnings, prophetic warnings, you still go ahead. Stubborn spirits. Even if God gives you what? A warning. You want to stop it. God says, drive back. Don't do this. Change. This is a place where obedience is so critical. God does not play around with the word obedience. He doesn't. A slight disobedience of King Saul led him to lose a whole kingdom. This is why, imagine God wants you to do something. A very good example. God wants you to venture in a business or something, and you just enter into that thing without God's proper direction and guidance. And you hit the wall, and you come back and say, God, I need your help. God be like, You entered there alone. The Bible says in all his ways, he acknowledged the Lord. This is why in prophetic is so critical that we involve God in our decision before we even invest, before we even apply for a job. Another spirit that is so common here that I want to warn you is a spirit of pride. Most people who hear God, or most people who they have got encounters with God, they start developing very serious pride. Pride has no place here. Pride has got no place in the kingdom. I'm trying to talk to somebody right now. Pride has got, listen to me, whether God reveals to you, whether he speaks to you, whether you know it, whether you don't know it, I thank God on one thing. Much as God has opened my eyes, trust me, when you see me with people or anyone else around me, I live in a way that they won't even know. I make them even forget that I'm a prophet. I make them so comfortable that they even think I'm not seeing anything. And that happened with so much prayer and discipline, because before, in the beginning, I would just tell anyone anything I'm seeing at that time. Yesterday, I had international visitors. All right? And I refused to hear anything from them. Over 500 international visitors. I said, don't tell me. I'll be the one telling you. Imagine telling people over 500, telling them why they are here. So I actually know. But how many times when they come, I ask them a question, say, what should I pray for you? And they actually think I don't know. And I move around and say, what should I pray for you? So they're the ones who tell them, say, I need a breakthrough. I'm like, okay, what should I pray? Yesterday I said, I don't want anyone to say a single word. I'll be the one telling you. Pride is not important. Listen to me. These spirits will block you. When God puts you at the gate to hear, pride can come in. Are you understanding? This spirit can block you from hearing God. This spirit can actually make you where you feel like you're already there. Can you imagine that God has put you at the gate of heaven where he wants to speak to you? And you're in a service like this where God is talking, and he's not talking to you through another way, a preacher. Okay, on that day, you are hearing a preacher differently. Because God is speaking direct to you. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
But because of pride, you may even ignore such type of a moment. I have seen people where I will be ministering like this and I'll be busy, you know, doing other things. Because to them, it's not for them. I'm telling you, it's not for them. Can you imagine? You are ministering. You are speaking. Can you imagine you are talking and this message is for that person and the person has got a situation? And God is talking to the person direct into their spirit. But they think they're so powerful. They think they're so powerful. They go on the phone and start playing a game. One time I was doing that, and one of my pastors was just busy. And me, I'm talking, and he was just so busy chatting with his wife. And God told me that this message, there were 70 people God was targeting, and he was one of the people. It was an audience of over 1,000 people, but God was targeting 7. And he was amongst the 7. I want you to know this. The gates of heaven, they are opening for you. You will start experiencing spiritual sensitivity like you have never seen it before. Are you understanding? Are you understanding? I was talking to Prophet Hara. He was ministering, I think, on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Last week. So after service, so I was, normally when, you know, when we're doing service, I also participate the whole service.
Yes, sir.
So after he ministered and he finished, I went to him and I said, listen, there was a part that God spoke to me as you were ministering.
Yes, sir.
He said, huh?
Yes, sir.
I said, as you were ministering, God spoke to me through your message.
Yes. And you told me the whole message that God was talking to you.
And I said, you opened the scripture, which said,
1 Chronicles chapter number 12, verse number 22.
Yeah, which says, David built an army.
An army.
Right? Mm-hmm. A great army, like the army of God.
Like that of God.
So I was telling him to say, do you know, when you were ministering, God began to speak to me to say, can you imagine that David built an army? Like
that of the, God.
That of God. So I was telling him to say, this is not just building an army, but this is a divine blueprint.
The pattern.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Can you imagine where you build a business like that of God? Meaning to say, and I'm trying to talk to somebody. He mastered how God operates.
Yes.
He understood God has got archangels. That's why David had got how many men? The 5 men of David. These men, each one of them was operating like an archangel. One slapped a lion died. The whole blueprint he took of heaven. Now I was telling him to say, you know what God is ministering there? He ministered it to me.
Yes.
Whatsoever I'm doing, it has to carry what?
The blueprint.
Divine blueprint.
Right. The divine blueprint.
Now I was talking to him.
Yes, sir.
Now this is me, his spiritual father.
It's true, sir.
Hearing God in my son's teaching.
It's true, sir.
And I have got my own sons who can hear God in his teaching. I have got sons who can hear each other. They can hear God in each other's messages. I'm trying to talk to somebody right here.
Oh, yes.
The reason why gates of heaven remain closed to some people is because of pride. Pride. How many times do you call me and say, Major One, you are ministering to me. As you are ministering, God ministered this to me. How many times?
So many times.
But do you know that I have got people who actually can't even hear God? They'll just be there and just listen to me. These are moments when we should open up. We should be very sensitive to God's speakings. God hearings. These are red flags. Pride. Do not ignore when the Lord is speaking. Another thing, there shouldn't be any prompting or an alert that will contradict scripture. That's okatic. That's a cut. Can you imagine? No, I heard God saying this. God said I should leave my wife. It's a prophetic alert. No, it's not a prophetic alert. No. God said to me, I should, you know, sorry. God said, to me that he's no longer my spiritual father. You mean God came from heaven to come and tell you? Nothing must contradict what? Scripture. Whatsoever you do, it must not contradict Scripture. Nothing. Nothing. No prophetic message is above what? Scripture. Let me even say something to you. Prophetic ministry is not there to tell you what to do. Not any prophet should be able to tell you what you should do. Prophetic ministry is there to confirm. You didn't hear me. Prophetic ministry is there to what? To confirm. Or when you get it, your spirit says amen. Am I talking to you? I have heard people being taught to say, leave that business. God said you should leave that business. That's why it's so important to learn in the prophetic ministry. There are so many mistakes being done by people who are prophesying. God says you should leave that business, and the person left the business, and the person is broke. Because prophetic ministry is not there to tell you what to do. It is there to guide you, but it gives an option for you to confirm, to pray. Because prophecy is supposed, your spirit is supposed to say amen. There is this, you know, comfortability that comes in with the prophecy. When somebody gives you a prophecy, you are so comfortable with what you have been told to do. Not confused. I want us to pray today. This teaching is not for everyone. I want us to pray today that God help me. Am I talking to you? Help me. Let my gates of heaven open. I want to be. I want to be in it. Not something that actually I just believe it happens somewhere. I want to be like Deborah in the Bible. How was she doing it? I want to be like those men in the Bible. How were they doing it? It was just so open. Heaven was so open for them. They were operating under open heavens. Hallelujah. You know, there are people who say, no, I want to pray now. I want to be in the spirit. No. You will be in the spirit all the times. You will be laughing in the spirit. Eating, you're in the spirit. Am I talking to you? There was a moment I was drinking water. 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 I was drinking water. I took the water. I was drinking it. The water was so bitter. So many times. So bitter. Not once, it happens a lot. Those are so bitter. And I knew the person's problem from the water I was drinking. When you activate your spiritual sensitivity, you become so sensitive that from you watering my hands, I can actually pick something. Now imagine that you have got open heavens, the gates of heaven open for you. And you know now you're also a watcher. You're a gatekeeper. What will happen? You become so sensitive that you will know what the enemy is trying to do and you will stop him. Faith is not an idea. What I've just taught you now, it is faith. It is faith. I want us to pray right now. Wherever you are, I want us to pray. I want you to pray that God open. You see, the enemy has opened so much that you hear him. He has been coming into you, telling you it will not work. You hear him so loud in your ears and you think he's still thinking. He tells you and he's talking to you right now. He's speaking to you. That's the devil. Those are gates of Hades. The enemy is telling you, you see, look there. Look, he brings situations in front of you. I remember when God just called me and I was, for the first time, to go and minister as a prophet, not as a shepherd. The first day I was sleeping at night, and the devil appeared in the room where I was sleeping. And when he appeared, he didn't appear in any form, but he was whispering in my mind. And I thought I was thinking. It took me 10 minutes to realize it was not me thinking. It was the devil right there in the room, whispering in my mind. Most of you have had encounters of the devil and you never even realized. And the devil, you know, when I was on my bed, he was telling me how I'll fail in ministry, how I will not go far. He began to show me examples of other men of God who didn't go far. He says, you see that man of God, you be like that man of God. You see, the devil began to whisper to me how I will suffer. So no, just continue with your career. Continue with your career. It was so loud and clear. Huh? And I realized, thank God he opened up my mind. I realized it was not me thinking. I stood up from my bed. I said, there's a devil in this room. I began to rebuke the devil. I moved around the room. I cast him out. I said, in the name of Jesus, this will not happen. I slept. In the morning, we went to a program where I was ministering. When I was casting a demon, guess what? A demon began to talk. To say, my master Satan came in your room last night. I said, Jesus. Can you imagine I'm casting a demon? A demon started talking. What are you looking for? Who will destroy you? Last night, my master came into your room. Huh? How did you know? How did you know that we came in your room last night? How did you know? I said, Jesus. In fact, that even encouraged me to say, oh. This prophetic thing is working. Eh? Understand this. Let your gates open. Raise up your hands. This is a very serious prayer. Let your divine gates open. I pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You will not operate from a belief. You will operate from open faith. I pray for divine activation.
Yes.
Let your spiritual senses be activated.
In Jesus' name.
I bless you and I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
Okay. There are four types of personal alarms. As you're still standing like that. One, moral conviction. On a moral conviction, and is about compromise. Moral conviction. This is to do with your character. And is about a compromise. Whenever you're having an is with something, repent, realign with God's standards or word. That moral conviction, it is a get. Two, warning of danger. Sudden edge on warning of danger. You develop sudden edge to avoid a place, a person, or something. Can you imagine this person is your best friend? All of a sudden, you are developing an edge to avoid him. Am I talking to you? Are you hearing me? Imagine developing a sudden edge to avoid a particular man of God. It's not just a happening. Somebody say prophetic. Sudden edge. All of a sudden, you just feel like, no. There's just something, like, even if you try to push it, but you just don't want to. Are you there? What to do when you're having that? Pray, act wisely. Number three, Divine delay. Divine delay. They are divine delays. Can you imagine something that you are so excited about it, something excited about it? Then sudden, boom, the door just closes. Sometimes it's not the devil. Sometimes it is a divine delay. Trust you me. Some of you, can I talk? Thank God for the unanswered prayers. I don't know some of you who could have married if there was no delay. You prayed about it, you fasted, you loved your ex. But you see where you are now. My wife is looking at me. Thank God for sudden delays. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, I'm teaching you the prophetic here. When this happens, what must you do? Wait. Trust God's kairos. Are you still here? Number four. Call to action and seasonal shifts. Sometimes you're going to have a burden to help someone or the church. Such burdens are not just burdens. These are gates. These are things when you do them, you find out that there is a heaven presence and providence. Things begin to happen just because you obeyed. That burden, God giving a burden, do this for my church, do this for my kingdom, do this. Do not take such as just personal wishes and ambitions. You will never have an ambition to do that work for God. That is a gate. On a seasonal shift, you will always develop sense of impending change. How to respond when these things are happening? Number one, pause and pray. Lord, if this is from you, confirm it and show me how to respond. Two, seek counsel. Either from your spiritual father or from someone who is spiritually mature in your congregation. And there are pitfalls to avoid on these gates. One, avoid being over spiritual. Can you imagine when you are so over spiritual that you are moving in town and you see a ready car? Say, I saw a ready car. Is it prophetic? Papa, I want to know. A woman came in as we were praying. She was wearing black. You are being over spiritual. You know, I saw ants in my house. There were a lot of ants in my house. Much as ants can mean something in a vision, but does not mean if you see them in your house, it's a spiritual attack. You must, I'm teaching you these things because I want you to learn. Pitfalls to avoid. Stop being over spiritual. Two, avoid ignoring wisdom. Avoid ignoring what? Wisdom. God sometimes uses common sense. A very good example, locking a door is common sense. I want to say, locking what? It is a what? Common sense. It's a common sense. It's not fear. It's common sense. So I'm just trying to teach you something here. Putting a seatbelt in the car,
yes,
is common sense.
It's not fear.
Now, let's just do this because I'm trying to help you to know that there is a gate of heaven opening from tomorrow. And most of the, and this teaching, I have been keeping it for a long time on over the gates, because I was praying to say, God, when will these gates? I know the season when the gates open. At that moment, people flow and they don't even know. So from tomorrow, begin to observe carefully, but avoid being over spiritual. Pity first, avoid fear-based decisions. Satan can mimic alarms with false guilt or terror. So some of the fear and terror is not God giving you alarm. So the fact that you're scared, then, oh, God is giving me fear, there is something happening. No, there is no fear in God's kingdom. He can mimic, he can give you terror. Terror is not an alarm. Isolation. Refusing accountability leads to deception. If something is wrong, it's wrong. Today we are praying that God open my gates. I want to hear you. I want to act when you speak. When you warn me, I want to know. When there's something happening, I want to know. Can you imagine you having such type of alertness where you even know how to invest, where to invest, where to apply for a job, where to... Can you imagine when you begin to get into that growth? Raise your hands and begin to pray. Pray this gate open for you. Pray, dedicate yourself to the Lord Almighty. Pray in the name of Jesus. Humble yourself in prayer. Talk, God, open up for me. Let these gates open in the name of Jesus. As you raise your hands, Father, I pray for a special anointing. I pray for a special impartation. Make your people experience divine visitations. Make your people live in divine alerts. May they never be taken by surprise. I pray that they become so alert. Father, I pray they receive your counsel and clarity. May they operate in knowledge. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that do this. Father, in Jesus' name, if you, God, did not give such directions and clarity to Moses, they would not have gotten into the land of promise. It took divine hearings, prompts, alerts, alarms that made them enter the promised land. And Father, if we ignore such, we will not be what you want us to be. I therefore pray for my sons and daughters, and I also pray for all those followers across the world who are following this message tonight. Father, Lord, I pray, begin to speak to them. May they begin to hear you, and may they begin to take action on what you have spoken. In the name of Jesus, we pray.